Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the aftermath of fracking.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. We hear a lot about protests over hydraulic fracturing, especially on public lands here in Ohio. But a lesser known part of the process, where companies discard the wastewater from drilling, is causing an uproar in a small town in southeast Ohio, where some residents are concerned about the safety of their drinking water. To understand why, you have to understand the science. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker explains.
Americans have been drilling for oil and gas for over a century. But about 15 years ago, a different kind of energy mining took off, hydraulic fracturing, or as opponents often nickname it, fracking. The process uses millions of gallons of a pressurized fluid to crack open underground rock to let oil and gas escape. That fluid is usually composed of water, sand, and sometimes chemicals protected by trade secrets. After sloshing around underground, it picks up a lot of salt and potentially radioactive material. David Jeffrey teaches petroleum geology at Marietta College. Between the unknowns about the chemicals in the fluid and the substances it picks up underground, he says the wastewater isn't good for humans above ground.
So they have to dispose of them somehow. So the disposal, one way you can do it is to inject it into a porous and permeable formation underground.
Those are called injection wells.
That would normally be a very good solution if you find space underground for this yucky stuff to be in perpetuity.
According to the EPA, as of 2023, Ohio had over 250 injection wells for this kind of waste, more than triple the amount found in West Virginia and Pennsylvania combined. The southeast Ohio town of Marietta alone has four within 2 miles of its aquifers. And last year, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources approved two more to be drilled within that radius. Jeffrey and many others who live in Marietta, like D. Wells Arnold, worry that's too many wells in close proximity to the city's drinking water supply. A leak, they say, could be devastating.
If you don't have fresh water, if you don't have clean water, if you don't have safe water, you can't have a community.
Deep Rock Disposal Solutions, which owns the wells near Marietta, did not return my phone calls, but they passed my number on to Matt Dole, a consultant for the Accountability Project Institute. It's a 501c4, a politically active nonprofit that isn't required to report its donors. But over the past decade, it has run ads portraying Democratic school board candidates in the Columbus area as COVID extremists and questioning a Democratic gubernatorial candidate's defense of sex offenders in court. Dole says the risk of injection wells leaking is negligible.
If you consider that that injection well is 2 miles from the water supply, behind reinforced concrete, behind reinforced steel, encased in concrete, and 4,000 feet in the ground below solid rock, it might as well be a million miles.
But leaks have happened in Washington County before. Just a few years ago, fracking fluid infiltrated dozens of vertical oil and gas wells there. Regardless, Dole says any attempt to shut down injection wells could cripple an industry that's become essential to Southeast Ohio economies.
Some opponents of injection wells will say, well, I'm for oil and gas. I don't want to lose the jobs and the economic benefit and the energy developed by the oil and gas industry. I'm just against injection wells. Well, that is an irreconcilable position because the water used in the fracking process needs to be disposed of properly. And injection wells are the proper way to dispose of that material.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more from that geologist about the risk of leaks and from locals about why they're not convinced the benefits outweigh the costs. In Marietta, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.